What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
The Portland Trailblazers wrap up the unofficial halfway point of the season tonight in Denver against the Nuggets, the second of a baseball series with the Nugs, where they got, I don't know, hammered 147 to 117 in the first one on Monday night.
Yeah.
In Denver tonight, and then it is 1-2-3 Cancun. We go to All-Star break. DeAndre Ayton not going to play tonight.
No, we still have not received official word other than the non-press release, the social media push of he will be out tonight due to a left calf strain, but that does kind of confirm that it is a calf strain. He had imaging yesterday morning.
Ooh.
They have not sent out the press release. I haven't heard back on anything just yet as far as severity or anything, but what I've been told is that don't be surprised if he misses a prolonged period of time.
Okay.
Now,
we knew that. And look, it looked like DeAndre Ayton was not going to be playing for a while.
No. When you reach down for non-contact and grab your calf, I'd say it's probably going to be a couple weeks.
How long do you think 7'1" DeAndre Ayton's calf is?
Really long?
Oh. Scientific.
Really long?
Yeah. I just think about, like,
DA's,
your calf muscle, and then when you're 7 feet tall, mm-hmm. It's like...
And DA's a long-legged guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's some bigs that are, you know... I wouldn't call him, like, super high-waisted.
Yeah.
Like, Zach Collins had legs for days. His hips were, like, a mile off the ground. It's very weird. So he gets pushed around.
Yeah.
No, it's a real thing that you look at. Like, there's you want like a ratio. Like if guys are real high waisted, you get knocked around. Your core strength is a lot higher and it's a lot more off balance.
I never really have thought about that with like big guys and their muscle strains mm-hmm. though. It's like when you're 7'1", your calf.
It's a lot of calf.
It's a lot of calf.
Yeah.
So that's not a surprise. But no. We have. Actually, more news on Scoot Henderson, who rolled his ankle.
Yeah.
We gave the update yesterday at the end of the show that, you know...
He's going to be out today.
Not going to be playing today.
Yeah.
He is not going to be playing in the Rising Stars Challenge
out
on All-Star Weekend this weekend.
A Denver Nugget is actually going to replace him now. Julian Strother of the Denver Nuggets will replace him. Not surprising. It's a bummer for Scoot in the sense of, like, he's been playing well. And, like, this... sound like a jerk here. He didn't earn it last year. Like, he was coming out of the draft, and you're like, let's put him out there, because, like...
It was more of an indictment of what the draft class was last year.
Not just that. I also think the thing about Scoot is he is magnetic. Like, his personality, there's a very stark difference between talking to Shea and talking to Scoot.
Yeah.
Like, their lockers are, you know, they're two lockers apart. When I'm talking to one of them versus talking to the other, there's an energy shift. There's a you know, a certain level of, like, Q rating. When it's Scoot, it's like the lights are always on, you know? It's go time. With Shea, it's a lot more, you know? So, like, that part of it, like Scoot makes things exciting.
Yeah. It's the, we were together like white on rice.
Yeah.
What?
But that's what I mean. Like there's always like, he's got the juice when it comes to that stuff. I remember it was late one night and after a game.
As he gets older, he's going to be like Yogi Berra.
Oh yeah. No, here's a perfect example. So we're sitting there, and he's got these like stretchy leather pants that he is struggling to get on.
There's the first red flag.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're kind of giving him a little bit of hell. And as he's doing it, he starts singing "Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel made of clay," and I'm like, "What? This is in like, I want to say March of last year."
Okay.
I'm like, "Scoot, what the hell?" He's like, "I don't know, man, it's just a banger." And he just goes back to singing a Hanukkah song. I'm just like,
okay.
What?
He watched South Park. Maybe he watched South Park.
I don't know, but it's one of those things that was so, like, he wasn't just humming it. Like, he just started just belting it.
All right.
And I'm like, and for those that aren't aware, songs being belted out in the Blazers locker room, not uncommon.
Okay.
Whether it's Scoot or DA. Those guys, they sing. DA, you know DA's coming because he'll be scream singing a song down the hall before he comes to the locker room.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's weird.
And it's so far off key.
Yeah.
It's so off key.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Scream yelling a song that is never going to be on key.
No, no. And then he'll start actually singing.
Okay.
And it's just, he announces his presence like that. But all of this is to say that I feel like Scoot did earn it this year. And he was on the way. And he has been on the way up. And he has been performing better.
He was.
And it sucks that, anytime anybody gets injured, you see these pop up and be like, man.
Oh, boy.
But what does that mean just for tonight? Well, you're very likely going to see Shaedon Sharpe and Donovan Klingon start.
Okay.
To close out the season before
and
the
Donovan Klingon is going to get a lot of minutes.
Well, he's going to get what he can handle.
Well, he handled 21 minutes the other night, which is
24 is what I would say that they're probably aiming for.
And it was 21 minutes with DeAndre Ayton still playing 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
So, no Robert Williams.
Questionable.
All right. No Robert Williams.
But I would expect not. You might see some doo-wop tonight, just so they get a little bit. Look, I love Jabari, but you might need just a little bit of a bigger body to eat up some minutes.
All right.
So,
how much are the Nuggets favored?
What's the spread?
Yeah, how much Nuggets favored by here tonight?
It's a good call. They were 9.5 last game.
Yeah, that might balloon after 11.5 tonight. 11.5.
That's not as big as I thought.
Over under 233. Based on the first game, Denver may score that.
There are some lines in the NBA tonight. Sweet Jesus. The Thunder are favored by 14.5 over the Heat. The Lakers and Rockets are both favored by 9.5 over the Jazz and the Suns. I mean, there are some... The Raptors are 13.5 point dogs to the Cavs. Oh, my God. 12.5 point dogs, the Hornets, the Magic, and the Magic have been horrendous.
Well, yeah, but no Melo.
Yeah, I mean,
LaMelo balls out.
I mean, this Magic team hasn't done anything to earn anything over the last 3 weeks. You know what this is? This is Vegas going, you know what? This is the final day before All-Star break, and this is when you get, like, the seventh guy on the bench going for 40.
Yet the Lakers are only favored by 9.5 to
against
Utah.
The Jazz. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, this is them just going, yeah. It's a lot like the final three games of an NBA season.
Yeah.
A lot of those
you
lines
have no idea.
Are so insane, and you're just like, wait, what? And so, but, yeah, I would expect some shenanigans.
Okay.
Shenanigans are afoot.
Shenanigans afoot at the Circle K. All right. Hey, we've got a little bit of college football news coming out of Columbus, Ohio. today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they have found their defensive coordinator now.
Well,
I don't understand this. I don't understand some of the reaction coming out of this hire. We'll get to that after Will with SportsCenter.